Inside scoop on what's happening day to day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. And Commissioner Cox, what a wonderful time of year. We've had championships wrap up in wrestling and swimming. We have swimming and girls basketball finals this weekend. Boys sectional start on Tuesday, as we have talked about for the last two or three weeks. The busyness, the amount of activities continues to grow, and a lot of excitement around this time of year for the obvious reasons for student-athletes and their families.
Well, you're right, Bob, and we did conclude a very successful wrestling tournament last weekend at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Girls swimming the weekend before at the Natatorium, and now this weekend our boys swimming championships begin on Friday night at the Natatorium, and then our girls basketball championships begin Saturday morning at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, as well as the finals of swimming at the Nat. And we're indebted to our friends at IUPUI and the Natatorium, as well as Bankers Life Fieldhouse, for the tremendous venues that we get to participate in. And also our thanks to the Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers for their sponsorship of our basketball tournaments. It's a great time to be a high school fan.
I know when you are at these various meetings, either regionally or nationally, you have to be the envy of many, many states associations, in the sense that we really do, for our championship events, have some of the best, if not just some of the best facilities in the country for our state championships.
Well, I think across all venues, Bob, we are the best in the country. Every state has great venues in one or two areas. You know, in Texas, when you play football in the stadium, AT&T Stadium, that's a tremendous
venue. Absolutely, yeah.
And every state has one or two, but when you look across our whole landscape of sports, all 22 of them, and look at where they are contested, venue by venue by venue, we are very, very fortunate in the state of Indiana. By our geography, because of the size of our state, you can be to the center of our state with a three-hour drive anywhere from any corner of the state, and distances less than that. A great downtown here in the city of Indianapolis, where there are numerous restaurants and hotels and activities that can be blended with our state championships. And so we're extremely fortunate. And we owe a debt of gratitude to our vendors and mm-hmm. our partners to allow that to occur, because it doesn't work that way in every state.
Girls finals this Saturday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Four great games. I know it's one of your favorite days of the year.
It is one of the favorite days of the year. And you're right, Bob. There are four outstanding matchups, and I hope that the fans will come out and support these young ladies in what plans to be a very, very competitive day of basketball. Thanks to our friends at Fox Sports Indiana, who are going to be televising all four games live. We'll have the games on IHSA TV streamed around the world, and then on our great radio stations across the state of Indiana. So it's a big event, and I know the young ladies in those eight schools are excited to play, and the coaches are ready to go, and I think we've got everybody prepped, and now we just got to throw up the ball and see who wins.
And now we know, obviously, that the weather's going to change next week, because the boys' sectionals begin on Tuesday.
It always does. And, you know, we'll have a little snow or something happen to us, and we'll use caution where we need to. But we got 64 sites for our boys' basketball sectionals. It'll kick off on Tuesday. And, you know, I looked at the list after the pairings, and there's so many good first games, I don't know where to go. I haven't made my mind mm-hmm. up yet. There's so many good ones to go through. I might try to take in two in the same day.
I think you might be able to. I do want to respond, you know, thank you for letting us do the pairing show. But the response from players, parents, everyone around the state, it was fantastic in terms of the numbers of people who either listened to us on radio or followed the stream online. I know you guys have to be ecstatic about the response.
We very much are, Bob. And we really encourage the schools to get together and have these viewing parties. It takes on somewhat of an NCAA atmosphere,
sure,
when you know you're in the tournament.
Right.
Well, everybody knows they're in a tournament. They don't know who they're going to play. And, you know, you start to see some of that energy and excitement now in the high school scene, where these kids are waiting to find out who they're going to play in that first game and what their tournament route will be, who's in the other side of the bracket. And it creates good energy around the tournament. And we're happy to see those things. We had great response, and we're going to encourage each year for more and more schools to gather on that Sunday night and tweet us their pictures and let us know they're out there and get ready for a great basketball tournament starting next Tuesday.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner Cox, always great to talk to you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too, Bob.
Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is Basketball Friday here in the state of Indiana. Tonight, we are in Bloomfield as Bar Eve and the Bloomfield Cardinals close out the regular season and head into tournament play next week. Bloomfield in sectional 57, Bar Eve in sectional 63. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined here on the pregame show by the coach, Josh Thompson. And coach, Vikings picked up win number 20 last Saturday night at home against Princeton, but you want to talk about one of the hottest teams in the area, you got to talk about your alma mater, the Bloomfield Cardinals.
Yeah, you know, they're playing really well. I've enjoyed watching them on film. They do a great job of controlling tempo. Their defense is a little bit tough for kids to figure out because they do so much switching with their matchups and with their man-to-man. So, you know, we're going to have to play really well to win on the road. You talked about us having a pretty good weekend coming off of a blue chip conference championship on Friday against Reveille, and then a good overtime, a double overtime win over Princeton on Saturday night here at Kavanaugh Court. But, you know, we're going to have to be focused and ready to play from the tip, because one of the things about Bloomfield, you do not want to get behind them early, and that's what Washington found out. It's very difficult to get back in the game. So a really good start tonight is extremely important.
I don't know if this is like, you know, Star Wars or the Karate Kid, but tonight, you know, the teacher meets the student, and you get to go up and butt heads against your old head coach, Coach Ron McBride.
Yeah, I've got a lot of respect for Ron. He's done a tremendous job with these kids. I watched him play a couple times early because we traded film, and they were getting up and down the floor a little bit. I thought they were maybe taking some questionable shots at times and weren't real disciplined, and I thought by the time we played them, that Ron would have them corralled a little bit. And I definitely was right in that assumption, because, like I said, against Washington, they came down on their first possession of the game and had it for a minute and 43 seconds before they took a shot. So it's going to be really important for us to be very efficient offensively, to take good shots. And then when we are able to speed them up with our traps and different things that we're going to throw at them defensively tonight, we've got to be smart enough to take good shots on the other end and not just take the first shot that's available.
What are a couple things we got to do well tonight? Obviously, we know, you know, Bloomfield kind of plays selectively, patiently. You know, I don't think there's going to be a lot that you don't know about Ron McBride, and not a lot that Ron McBride doesn't know about you. So, you know, what do the Vikings have to do?
Well, I think we got to control tempo. And like I touched on earlier, they're going to want to play this game in the high 30s. And 40s, and we're going to need to speed the game up as much as possible. But like I said, we also have to be selective in the shots that we take on the offensive end. Another huge key with Bloomfield is keeping them off the offensive boards. They do a tremendous job, and maybe as good a job as any team that we've played all year. The Shelton kid goes to the boards very hard. The foreign exchange student, Markovic, goes to the boards very hard. The Sipes kid goes hard to the boards. So we got to do a very good job of blocking them out and not giving them second and third chance opportunities when they do shoot the ball.
You know, talk a little bit about Coach Ron McBride. I know earlier this year, not to give away too many secrets, but basically, you almost had Coach McBride scout your team and tell you what he thought. You know, talk a little bit about that moment and just the relationship that you guys have. When you told me that earlier this year, I thought that was pretty cool for potentially a future Hall of Famer to do something like that.
Yeah, you know, Ron saw us play there at the Graber Post, and he'd seen us play on film, and we'd actually won the game against South Knox, and he called me. I'm sitting in here getting ready for the Clay City game, and phone rings, and anytime that it's Ron, I quick to pick up the phone, and I knew he would have some critical things to say about our team, and he would have some good things to say about our team. And I kind of took those things, and we tried to put some of those things into play as far as spreading the floor. I think he's an expert in that area. I definitely, like you said earlier, I played for Ron in high school, had a lot of success, played with some guys that were very unselfish, and we had a lot of team success. And then to begin my coaching career, Ron gave me an opportunity to come back and be a varsity assistant. Kind of the role that Trey is in for us as the volunteer assistant. And that's where I got my start in coaching and learned a lot from him there as far as preparation and how to get things going and carry those things over from practice into the games. And so Ron has definitely been one of my biggest mentors, and it's going to be enjoyable. But I've told you this all week. I've told different people that have asked me about how special this will be tonight. It will be special. But ultimately, it boils down to the 10 kids that are on the floor at any given time and our five versus their five and how well we're able to execute.
All right. Starters tonight, Coach?
We'll start the same way. We got Bryson at the point, Gabe at the two, Isaac at the three spot, Austin at the four, and then Keegan inside.
All right, Coach. Best of luck tonight. Hopefully we're talking to you as we close out the regular season with a win.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right. Sparty basketball coach Josh Thompson. Mike's getting ready to roll here at Bloomfield. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, I'll be joined on the pregame show by John Mullen. Back to Bloomfield after this two-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style. Chuckles Convenience Stores.
At Bloomfield High School, alongside my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. I am Mike DeCourcy. Bar Even Bloomfield getting ready here at Guy Glover Gymnasium. Good evening, Johnny.
Hi, Mike DeCourcy, and you were standing up as you made that introduction. The seating arrangements for us aren't the most hospitable. However, we will do our best to call this basketball game.
Well, in case you didn't know, John, the Greene County Sports Network needs more room in Guy Glover Gymnasium than ESPN needs in Assembly Hall, and I'm not even lying about that.
No, we can look down and see that they literally have two full media tables taken, which puts us upstairs tonight.
But that's all right, because as long as I'm with you, Johnny, there's nowhere else I would rather be. Good game tonight. Bloomfield comes in 15 wins on the season, Johnny, but probably the hottest team in the area, maybe besides these Vikings.
Murray comes in at 20-2, but if you take a look at Bloomfield's record on senior night here with seven seniors, they've won 9 of their last 10, the lone loss at Northview. So a hot Bloomfield squad, and they're a 1A. Sectional is at Clay City next week, but as we know, this senior night, this last contest of the season for both these teams, is an important one.
Quickly tonight, Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop. Johnny, if the Vikings are going to get win number 21, what do we need to do here tonight?
Well, I feel like Bloomfield's going to remain patient, as is the style under longtime coach, out of coaching, back to coaching, Ron McBride. And so the tempo will be important. Play the time and the score if you're Bar Reeve, and understand that you can't make a 10-point shot. You just have to play under control, keep your composure, and hopefully take these seven seniors out with a loss at Guy Glover Gymnasium. Playing with composure, understanding tempo, basically not getting in too big of a hurry, and playing good defense. All those things, bud.
All right, tempo and composure, tonight's Prescription for Success, brought to you by the Prescription Shop in Washington. National Anthem starting lineups just around the corner. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have those lineups for you, and we'll bring you the opening tip. Bar Even Bloomfield getting ready. Back to Bloomfield after this timeout.
Ram Truck Month is winding down at Washington Chrysler Center. Don't miss the opportunity to save up to $10,000 on a new 2019 Ram truck, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year. New 2019 Ram trucks on the lot starting as low as $35,000. But hurry, Ram Truck Month ends February 28th. Washington Chrysler Center has once again been honored with J.D. Power's Customer First Award for Excellence for a second year in a row, based on customer surveys and feedback. Find out why. See the friendly sales team and take your new Ram truck home during Ram Truck Month at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Medicare coverage can be complicated. Most people don't understand the difference between parts A, B, C, and D. Choosing the right options for you requires a careful assessment of your needs and up-to-date knowledge of the ever-changing regulations. I'm Marilyn McCullough from Thompson Insurance, and I'm here to help. Give me a call today so I can help you evaluate your current coverage and ensure you are getting the best possible coverage at the best price. See me, Marilyn McCullough, at 514 East Main in Washington, or call for an appointment at 812-254-1987.
J.J.'s Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. J.J.'s is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give J.J.'s Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. J.J.'s Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening. while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Bloomfield, and a special hello this evening, Johnny Mullen, to the best SRO in the state of Indiana, the one and the only Mark Bledsoe.
And he led the skull banging of the drum the other night on Saturday in that double overtime win against Princeton. Quite an SRO is Mark Bledsoe.
Yes, he is. So hello to the officer at home. He and his family have battled some illness this week, so home court advantage on a Friday night is not the worst thing in the world. Starting lineups being introduced right now, and the Vikings going to go the way they have went basically all season long. Three-guard set. Starting at the point guard position, Bryson Graber. Bryson, 6'3", and a sophomore. At another guard position, Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1", and a senior. Third guard tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet, and a senior. In the post tonight, Austin Ainsco. Austin, 6'5", and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8". And a junior. Vikings coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter. And
Bloomfield is introducing all seven seniors. So I'm just going to figure out who's
We'll figure out who's starting here in a minute. How about that?
Yeah, maybe even got shirts to pass out, Coach.
AJ Sykes.
So we'll see who it is. But as you mentioned, 9 out of 10 for these Bloomfield Cardinals. And these were not over the Sisters of the Poor, Johnny.
No, they weren't.
Good wins over Washington, North Davies.
South Knox.
South Knox, yeah.
At South Knox.
At South Knox.
So, yeah. Bloomfield playing very good here in the second half of the season, and they have had to mix in some new with some old, and we'll figure out who the starters are, but one of the new would be Alex Markovich. He's listed as a 6'5 senior. He's a guard, and he and the junior point guard Turner Royal are the two leading scorers for this Bloomfield outfit, so we'll see who comes out in the lineup. It will be Grayson Medina, also Mitchell Birch, A.J. Sipes will start. Andrew Shelton, and the fifth starter, Coach, is 32, Dylan Richardson.
Okay.
So five senior starters here for Bloomfield. Look for Turner Royal at some point to enter the game as well.
How about the second half?
Markovich, maybe they'll save him for the fourth quarter.
Even better. So Austin Ainsco in the center circle. Tip is up. It's controlled by the Vikings. Coach Thompson talked about it in his pregame. Bloomfield going to play some man-to-man defense, but a lot of switches. So let's see how the Vikings adapt. Bad pass at the beginning. Gabe Gladish is going to have it poked away, but he is going to recover, and the Vikes are going to reset.
Not sure what Keegan saw open there, but Gladish was able to recover the ball. 30 seconds deep here, and Bloomfield in the man-to-man.
Bryson Graber with it. He's going to back it out. Vikings going to get to another set. Isaac Wagler working on Birch. Behind the back pass, and Keegan O'Neill's just going to leave the layup short. Not a behind the shoulder pass, and that's pretty point blank, Johnny.
Nice pass, and Keegan didn't finish. He's got to learn to go up stronger there. So Bloomfield with the basketball. Minute gone by here. First Bloomfield possession. They will be patient.
So Cardinals with it. And Vikings starting man-to-man. Coach Thompson did mention, hey, we're going to trap the ball a little bit tonight. Isaac Wagler going to take a pass away. And now get it off to Bryson. Here comes Barre with their second possession.
That was Dylan Richardson's turnover. He, the senior, getting the start on senior night.
Ainsco with it. Back out. Isaac Wagler going to set for three. It's long. Tapped around. And Bloomfield going to run it down. Cardinals with the basketball. Amari's still man-to-man. Andrew Shelton. Medina has it. He's trying to work on Isaac Wagler.
Medina kind of a designated three-point shooter.
And Shelton going to fire a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Isaac. No score here. 2 minutes gone. Each team with a couple shots. Still no score. Bryson with it. Over to Gabe. Gladish. Isaac. Keegan O'Neal going to have it blocked out of bounds.
Shelton swatted that one out.
And Mari going to get it on the baseline. Isaac Wagler on the inbounds. Hands it back to Bryson. Mari going to reset. Bryson. Ainsco. Going to go down the lane, lay it up. And what happened right there? Keegan had his man posted and, in effect, set a screen on the help side defense. 2-0 Vikings.
Nice job by Ainsco. Instead of settling for a three, he shot fakes and takes it all the way to the rim. Easy layup there.
Or even a 1-3-1 after the make. Medina going to set for three. It's no good. Gladish going to run it down. Gets it off to Isaac. Layup, got it. 4-0 Barre. Good dish by Gabe right there and had a streaking Isaac down the right side. 4-0 Vikes.
Medina took that corner three and was a long rebound and pretty normal run out there for Barre's.
So Bloomfield back against this Viking 1-3-1 defense. And Medina in the corner again. Couldn't quite pull the trigger. Medina now down on the baseline. Bounce pass. Layup is good. Going to be spun in by A.J. Sipes, 4-2.
Nice job by Medina finding Sipes.
Gladish with it. Over to Isaac.
The 1-3-1 by Barre designed to speed Bloomfield up, but that time penetration allowed a layup.
Keegan O'Neal going to have it blocked away again. And Keegan just needs to go up. The shot fake is not fooling anybody, and he's blocked again.
Should have been an easy assist from Bryson if Keegan just goes up with it.
Keegan's had 2-point blank looks. You can't design it much better than that. So 4-2 Vikings. Shelton working on Keegan O'Neal. Medina going to fire a three. No good. Tapped around. Bloomfield going to pick it back up. Coach Thompson talked in the pregame about how well the Vikings, or how well the Cardinals go to the offensive glass, and that's going to be something they have to really work on tonight. Another shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Bryson.
That was Mitchell Birch missing.
Keegan O'Neal going to pull up, three in transition, no good. And the thing about Bloomfield, once you shoot it in 5 seconds, you may not get it back for another 2 minutes.
That's kind of key. It's been the way of Coach McBride and these Cardinals for a long time.
So 4-2 here in the early going. Shelton with it again. Trying to go down the lane on Keegan. He's going to have his drive stopped at the Birch. Medina's got it now. Birch working on Bryson. Over on the baseline, Sipes has it. Back to Birch. Medina may have traveled and got away with it. And Bloomfield going to reset.
2.5 minutes, 4-2, Barre. Keegan 0-for-4 from the field right now.
Shelton with it. Going to spin. Kick it back. Bloomfield going to reset.
1-4 high action, and they are not in any hurry. Markovich and Royal still sitting on the bench.
Sipes down the lane. Medina layup. Got it. We're tied at 4.
That possession was a minute 20, and they simply wore Barre down.
Isaac Wagler going to get hit with a pass from Keegan. Isaac lays it in, 6-4.
Nice pass from Keegan. Vikes back to the 1-3-1 here after makes.
And Bryson going to take one away. Get it ahead to Gabe. Gabe going to be fouled. Good foul right there by Mitchell Birch. Prevented the layup. Held Gabe up. And Gabe's going to have to go to the line to shoot two and earn them.
Number 20, Mitchell Birch, shooting two from our ring. Number 10, Gabe.
That's first foul on either team here with a minute 38 left in the first quarter.
Bloomfield's second turnover.
So Gladish, free throw, got it. We'll have another.
Taking it from Bloomfield, two more of your Bloomfield Cardinal seniors. Number 24, Alex Markovich.
Eli Fitch.
Number 40, Eli Fitch.
And Alex Markovich into the game. Medina will sit. So will Richardson.
Gabe with one more. And he got them both 8-4 bikes.
Minute 30 here in the first quarter. Deliberate pace as Bloomfield likes it.
Vikings still 1-3-1. Keegan going to step in and pick one off. There's Gabe. And he gets it out to Ainsco. Gladish with it in the corner. And Barib going to reset. Gabe Gladish. Gladish. Isaac. Keegan. Ainsco on the block. Layup, got it. Good interior passing right there. 10-4 Vikings.
Ainsco with four. Isaac Wagler with four. Keegan with a couple of nice passes.
Vikings still 1-3-1. Sipes stuck in the corner. Going to get it out. Markovic's got it. We're at 45 seconds left in the corner, and I would almost guarantee Bloomfield's going to try to get the last shot, but almost going to have it taken away. Keegan is going to poke it away. And Coach Thompson with 35 says, let's get the last shot.
Four turnovers, uncharacteristic of Bloomfield here in the first quarter.
So Bryson with it, 25 seconds. He's out in the center circle.
Cardinals have the ball to come out in the second. See if Barib can get a set here to score the ball at the end of the first.
We're under 15. Bryson still with it. And here we go. Bryson, back cut. Gabe Gladish, left hand, got it. 12-4. And Bloomfield going to get a shot off Markovic from beyond half court. No good. And a good close to quarter number one. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings lead it 12-4. Back to Bloomfield after this one-minute timeout.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Barrev Sports.
The Schwartzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Back at Bloomfield, 12-4. Vikings with a good start.
Turner Royal, the junior point guard, three-year starter, enters for Bloomfield. Here as we begin quarter two. Excellent start for Barrev, and actually could be stretched a little more as some interior buckets were missed. Bloomfield had four turnovers in that first period.
So Vikings man-to-man to start the second quarter here. 12-4 Royal, as you mentioned, he's a fantastic junior player.
Hagen Knepp in for Barrev. He's going to guard Markovic. Great matchup there. Long and longer.
Royal's got it. Bloomfield just running some offense. And Gabe Gladish really giving Royal some trouble. Royal down the lane. Little spin move, but he's going to travel with it. I didn't quite see the travel, Johnny.
No, I didn't either. Make that five TOs. I don't think Royal or Coach McBride agrees with that call.
And Barrev going to get it. Bryson Graber. Going to back it out. Skip it over. Ainscoat sets for three. Got it. 15-4. Vikings by 11.
Ainscoat with a team-high 7. Nice pass from Bryson Graber.
Vikes back into this 1-3-1. Markovic. And he's going to dribble it off of Gladish's foot out of bounds, but they really boxed him in over there. Bloomfield going to get it in front of their cheer section. Murray looks like going to go back man-to-man now.
Cameron Ross comes in for Andrew Shelton. Ross is a junior.
Markovic with it, guarded by Hagen Nett. His layup going to be short, ball tapped around, and here comes Gabe Gladish with it. Gabe, Hagen Nett, going to bag it out. Murray going to reset.
Markovic had a nice look there.
Hagen with it, back out to Bryson. Bryson Graber has his drive cut off. Skips it back to Hagen. Over to Austin. Ainscoe's got it.
Feel like that's a mismatch.
Hagen, little short jumper. No good. Ainscoe going to pick it up. His shot going to be deflected, and Bloomfield going to get it back. Hagen kind of got himself in between moves right there. Left his floater short.
What I started to say was I felt like Fitch trying to guard Bryson was a mismatch where Bryson could get into that lane and maybe hit a floater himself.
Royal. Murray back man-to-man. Markovic with it, guarded by Hagen. Little crossover, 15-footer. Long. Rebounded by Hagen. Bryson Graber with it. Vikings going to see what they can get in transition. Bryson down off the glass. No good. Keegan O'Neal, little jump hook. Slipped out of his hand. And here comes Bloomfield with the basketball.
Quentin Yoder headed to the scorer's table.
Murray man-to-man this time.
Keegan 0 for 5 from the field.
Royals got it. He's guarded by Gabe. Markovic. He's guarded by Hagen. Going to step back, fire a three. No good. Keegan going to grab the rebound. Have it poked away. And Murray going to get it.
Yoder's going to get O'Neal. Sipes is going to get Fitch. Five minutes showing here before halftime. 15-4 Vikes. Bloomfield having a hard time finding the bottom of the net.
So here comes Bryson Graber with the basketball. Gabe's got it on the right side. Out to Ainscoe, top of the key. Bryson. Quentin. His post move is short and bounces off. No good. And here comes Bloomfield again.
A lot of misses right now.
Murray has ran some good offense. Royal. Birch. He's going to squeeze through everybody. Layup, got it.
Esteban Mitchell, Birch.
Birch's first bucket. Bloomfield now has 6.
Ainscoe going to set for another one. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Markovic.
Good look from Ainscoe, just didn't go down.
That went in and out. Samari back on defense, 15-6. Royal, his three is no good. It's long. Here comes Bryson with it.
Can pull it out. Is Coach Thompson going to pull it out? Nope. I thought he might go Bloomfield on him.
And ball going to be picked off. Markovic going to pick off Bryson Graber's pass. His little floater going to be short. Bryson going to grab the rebound.
Markovic 0 for 4 from the field.
And Bryson's pass going to be picked off again. And Bar-Eve has just made a couple of bad decisions the last 3 or 4 trips down the floor with a 9-point lead.
2 turnovers back-to-back. And with Bloomfield not necessarily in their shorts, they probably could have pulled it out a little bit.
Markovic with the basketball.
Hagen Nepp getting extended minutes as his length guarding Markovic has been successful so far.
Markovic, wild shot, no good. Tapped around. Here comes Hagen with it. Don't want to make any excuses, but to say that injuries have decimated the Vikings this week would be an understatement. Isaac Wagler is I just didn't think he would play tonight, to be honest with you.
You know Isaac Wagler.
And that's he's going to play, but
like, I don't know that there's a huge hurry here.
No, there's not. Gladish with the basketball. Backs it out in the center circle. 2.5 minutes left. And Coach Josh Thompson has the Vikings trying to get organized. And he's going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:26 left. Slow down affair here at Bloomfield, but Vikings lead it by 9, 15-6. Back to Bloomfield in 30 seconds.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
15-6, Vikings, and it will be Barrie basketball.
Coach Thompson takes a 30 to get something figured out there with his team. Shooting has been a struggle for both squads. The Cardinals 3-13 up to this point, just 6 points, 3-13 from the field. The Vikes, meanwhile, 6-17.
So Isaac Wagler back in the game. Quentin Yoder with it. Gabe in the corner. Ainsco back to Isaac. And the Vikings going to reset. Isaac. Gladish has it. High on the right side. Hagen Knepp. Back to Gabe. Isaac's got it again. Isaac, Hagen Knepp.
Bryson getting a break right now.
As you mentioned, this illness is just, it's went, and we're not any different than anybody else. I know a lot of people have suffered from it this week.
Yoder's in the game, and he's not feeling well.
No, these guys have missed multiple days of school. Ainsco has it, top of the key. Hagen's got it on the left side. Isaac. And it's going to be last touch by Isaac as Bloomfield deflected a pass. And it went off of Isaac, and with a minute 24 left, Bloomfield going to get it back.
They were in a – Barrie was in a delay, if you ask me there.
That's exactly what they were in. Vikings are going to go 1-3-1 this time.
Medina checks back in. He's a corner three threat.
Ball on the floor. Medina's got it. Hagen Knepp at the top of that 1-3-1. Royals.
Double dribble, no call.
Is it now? Birch in the corner. We're almost down to a minute. Back to Royal. Turner Royal. Pull up jumper. Long, rebounded by Austin. And with 50 seconds, now down to 45 seconds left in the half.
If I told you Markovich and Royal would both be held scoreless.
Oh, my.
You would like that aspect, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. So we're coming up on 30. Isaac Wagler.
15-6, folks. Under a half minute here before halftime.
Isaac just dribbling it out by the half court line. 20 seconds.
Got a set in mind here for Gladish?
I don't know. We'll see. Here we go. Isaac Wagler. We're under 10. Hagen Knepp. We're under 5. Gabe going to set for a long three. No good. It's going to be partially blocked, and that's going to do it. At halftime, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, slow down affair just like we expected, and a grand total of 1 foul called in the half, Johnny.
Yep.
15-6, Vikings lead it by 9. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have halftime statistics. We'll set up the second half, all that and more. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates, located across the street from Barrie High School. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and the gang. 15-6, Vikings over Bloomfield. Back to Guy Glover Gymnasium after this 3-minute timeout.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam has given you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Build Opson Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Build Opson Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need: reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Build Opson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at buildopson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club. Ram Truck Month is winding down at Washington Chrysler Center. Don't miss the opportunity to save up to $10,000 on a new 2019 Ram truck, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year. New 2019 Ram trucks on the lot starting as low as $35,000. But hurry, Ram Truck Month ends February 28th. Washington Chrysler Center has once again been honored with J.D. Power's Customer First Award for Excellence for a second year in a row based on customer surveys and feedback. Find out why. See the friendly sales team and take your new Ram truck home during Ram Truck Month at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Back at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 15-6. Vikings lead it by 9. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and Dr. Merle Holzapfel across from Bar Eve High School. Halftime statistics. This won't take long, Johnny Mullen.
A couple of halftime observations. First of all, we don't have to worry about the bulbs in the hundreds columns tonight here at Bloomfield with the 15-6 score. As a matter of fact, there was only one foul called the entire half, 16 minutes. I feel like these officials are going to have to give some of their money back tonight.
No, that's okay.
As we take a look at the scorecard, Bloomfield got three buckets to go down. They attempted 14 shots. Mitchell Birch, A.J. Sipes, and Grayson Medina with one field goal each. That's 6 points. They turned the ball over five times. And their two leading scorers, Markovich and Turner Royal, held scoreless. Bar Reeve hasn't fared much better from the field, 6 of 18. Gabe Gladish has one field goal and two free throws for 4. Isaac Wagler, a couple of buckets for 4. And Austin Ainsco, 2 2s and a 3, give him 7. The big man, Keegan O'Neill, no points, 0 for 5 shooting. Bryson Graber hasn't been able to hit the basket, neither has Hagen Nepp or Quentin Yoder. So 15-6, kind of what everyone expected, Coach DeCourcy, a low-scoring affair here at Guy Glover Gymnasium. My second observation, as folks are trying to win money here from Principal David Dean, my second observation, I don't know if you listened to the halftime entertainment, the music. I don't think it was Tone Loc.
But was it?
Was it?
Was it Funky Cole Medina?
It wasn't Funky Cole Medina. It was not Tone Loc. I think it was more like Cardi B.
Oh, it was Cardi B.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what she sings, but it wasn't Funky Cold Medina.
Well.
What do you think, Mike Corsi?
What do the Vikes need to do in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, you tell me. They had a lot of point-blank looks. Had three or four shots blocked. Basically, Coach Thompson went delay, spread delay at about 240, milked about a minute, and then turned it over. Barrie has three turnovers to Bloomfield's five, but it's a nine-point advantage. That's not necessarily a safe advantage here to hold the ball in the third quarter.
No, it's not.
So what's going to happen?
I don't know. I don't know. Obviously this pace is going to favor what Bloomfield wants to do. The Vikings tried to push the pace with a 1-3-1. The Vikings obviously played some great defense, but, back in the day, I remember, Coach Brian Hughes talk about sometimes when teams are going to play like this, there's not a whole lot you can do. And when they're going to come down and burn a minute and a half, 2 minutes every time, and I just looked at the halftime statistics, Vikings are 5-for-13 from the field. So it's not awful. It's not great.
I got them 6-for-18.
Or 6-for-18, yeah. So
not awful, I guess.
You know, it kind of is what it is. And
let me ask you this.
And to be honest with you, Johnny, I thought about it all day. Coach Thompson coming back up to play his mentor. I just had a thought in my mind, would it be like this up here tonight? You know, would the coach, really, really go back into the Wayback Machine and try to get this game to as few possessions as possible? And I think the answer is probably yeah.
Let me ask you two questions. Would you rather be in this style of play, would you rather be ahead by nine or down by nine? I think you can answer that one.
Yeah.
The second question, and no one likes to predict or project the future, but it's not out of the question that these two teams could play. Seymour or Washington.
Right, yeah, it certainly is.
So would Coach McBride say, why, not why try, but you start all the seniors, it's senior night, so they didn't start the normal starting lineup, but if you fall too far behind here, do you worry about it if you're Coach McBride?
He's been doing it a long time, and it's hard to question people like that who are Hall of Famers.
He's like a guy who probably won't get in the Hall of Fame because he sat out for quite a while. But outside of Bloomfield, I think most folks know that Ron McBride is a Hall of Fame type coach.
He certainly is. So 15-6, Vikings will have the basketball to start the second half. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. And when we come back, second half action, back to Bloomfield right after this.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Back at Bloomfield High School, it will be Mari basketball to start the second half. 9-point lead, 15-6. Slow down affair, Johnny Boy.
That it is. Slow down indeed. I witnessed it in my first year as athletic director at Eastern Green, the 12-11.
You saw the 12-11
game. I
saw
it right behind.
How long did that game take?
Watched it right behind Coach Antiago's bench. It didn't take long, but the fireworks in the outer lobby after the game took longer. There were a lot of upset folks, but it was Bloomfield and Ron McBride, 12-11, so he knows how to play this style.
First set of the second half, Gladish going to miss a layup. He had a wide-open look and left it short. Medina with it in the corner. That's the thing. The Vikings have got to convert on that. That was a clear first set. Three going to be put up. No good. Good block out by Keegan. Bryson's got it. Here comes Barreve.
Andrew Shelton, another double-figure score for Bloomfield. Shut out to this point as well. So Bloomfield struggling from the field. Hagen Knepp to start this second half. Markovich using his head to lean into O'Neal.
Gabe, three from the corner, no good. Rebounded by Bloomfield. Shelton. Royals got it in the corner. Royal. Bloomfield, just some dribble handoffs here. Medina, going to step for three, got it. 15-9.
Medina was due. He is a three-point specialist.
Keegan with it. He's going to be double-teamed and throw it away. And Keegan just has not had a good game tonight. Medina's got it in the corner. Shelton with it in the lane. Royals got it out high now.
Royal. Barry with four turnovers.
And going to get an offensive foul on Royal as Medina just made another three. That would have brought the Cardinals to within three, but instead it's 15-9.
Sixth turnover there. Tough break for Bloomfield as Medina splashed that one. We woke him up with the funky cold chant.
Isaac. Down to Keegan. They're just bringing a double at Keegan every time. Gabe Gladish with it. Bryson. Hits a cutting Keegan. Keegan going to lay it in. He's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete to the three-point play. Good dive by Keegan right there.
Nice dish from Bryson. You know, that's a six-point swing, possibly. Medina's three wiped away, and O'Neal with a chance for a traditional three-point play. Quick shout-out to Eric Yoder and the JV Vikings coach, 42-37 tonight over Bloomfield. They finished 19-1 and 8-0 in the blue chip.
Key got the free throw to go, 18-9. Vikes by 9 again. And Bloomfield with the basketball. Vikings man-to-man. Shelton's got it out high. Medina guarded by Isaac Wagler. They're trying to get Markovic inside against Hagen Knepp. Shelton back to Royal. Medina again. And Royal going to go down. Spinning layup. Got it. 18-11. Vikes by 7.
Royal had to work for that one. Nice job off the dribble. His first bucket.
And Bryson Graber's got to put some zip on that pass. Keegan O'Neal. Hagen Knepp. Little floater in the lane. Good pass by Keegan. Hagen laid it in, 20-11.
Keegan has done a nice job of passing the ball out of the double team.
Shelton down on the baseline. He's going to skip it out. Birch going to set for three. Got it.
3-1 Birch.
And Bloomfield going to take a quick timeout. It's a 30. We'll take one, too. 4:34 left. Third quarter on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 20-14 Vikings. Back to Bloomfield in 30 seconds.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Just an offensive onslaught here in the third quarter, Johnny.
Bloomfield has exploded for 8 third quarter points. They had 6 at halftime.
20-14, Vikings by 6. It will be Bari basketball.
Ainsco back into the game here. Going to give Isaac Wagler a break. Isaac rarely comes out, so obviously under the weather.
Keegan O'Neal going to rip it through, go down, lay it up. No good. Grab his own rebound, lay it up and in. Good job by Keegan sticking with it, 22-14. And Isaac, he just doesn't feel good. I mean, if the Vikings can somehow figure out a way to win this game tonight, I can't even tell you how good it would be because of all the things taking place. And they're going to get a foul on that possession on
Gladish.
On Gabe or Bryson. Yeah, it is on Gabe.
The first foul on Bari with this contest?
I think it may be. On the inbounds, 3 put up, rattles in by Shelton. It's 22-17.
Shelton's first bucket. Bloomfield's come alive from three-point range with 3 of them.
And they're going to get an offensive foul on Keegan O'Neal there. I don't know what they called there, Johnny.
Said he extended his arm. I missed it, but I wasn't necessarily paying great attention. Said referee signaled he extended his arm.
Royal with it. Gabe Gladish goes under a screen. You can't do that. 22. That's just common sense.
How about 4 threes in this quarter? New game, 22-20.
Gladish going to set. Long, tapped around. Hagan going to run it down. And Josh Thompson going to get a 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. 3:18 left, third quarter, 22-20. Back to Bloomfield after this 30-second timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Got a slugfest all of a sudden, Johnny.
22-20 here, 3:18 remaining in the third, and these Cardinals have come alive. Andrew Shelton, Mitchell Birch, Grayson Medina, Turner Royal, 4 different players with 3 balls here in this 4-minute and 42 seconds following halftime. So Bloomfield has awakened, and Bar Eve needs to respond here, coming out of a timeout.
Gabe Gladish, wild shot, no good. Gabe going to pick it up, lay it up, no good, but Gabe going to go to the line to shoot 2.
Gladish is really struggling from the field, but he will have a chance to make some free throws.
I'm going to get that on Markovic. That's his first. Gladish, his first one is good. 23-20, Isaac back in. Hagan going to have a seat.
Gladish has 5 now, 3-3 at the line.
Gabe's got one more. Got it, 24-20, Vikes by 4 again. Coming up on 3 minutes left here, third quarter.
It's Royal, Birch, Shelton, Markovic, and Medina. The regular starters in the lineup.
Ball on the floor. Gladish going to pick it up. Lay it up. Got it. And he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play. Good job by Gabe. It started with defense. He hustled to the ball, got bumped, kept his concentration, and finished the play.
Give Gladish a lot of credit. He was really dinging up Royal. First forced the turnover, And then that's not an easy scoop up, let alone the finish. So
Gladish got it to roll in. 27-20.
Give Gladish 9, a team high 9. Game high 9.
So 2:40 left here in the quarter. Markovic's got it. He's working on Ainsco. He's going to spin it back out. Medina, long three. No good that time. And it's going to be out of bounds. And Barry going to get it back with 2:28.
Medina, 1 of 4 from three-point range. Had one wiped off.
Bryson with it. Isaac. Gladish. Bryson going to set for a three. In and out, no good. And ball going to be last touch by Keegan on the offensive rebound attempt. And Bloomfield going to get it back.
Bryson may have missed that three, but I thought Keegan O'Neill really asserted himself on the post there. He had Markovic pinned.
Markovic with it, working on Ainsco. Over to Shelton. Shelton tried to spin on Keegan, couldn't do it. Birch, Shelton, jumper, got it. 27-22.
Shelton with 5. That's Shelton's game right there. A little flash to the elbow. He can hit that fadeaway.
Gabe with it on the left side. Isaac. Keegan. Going to go through everybody. He's going to be blocked again. Gladish, however, on the rebound. 3 up. No good. Ball on the floor. And Gladish going to be fouled by Medina. So Bar Eve going to get it on the sideline. Minute 24 left in the quarter. Gabe has just not been able to get the three ball to go down.
He has not. 0 for 4 from long range.
Got a little spot on the floor that needs to be wiped up. That's team foul number 5 on Bloomfield.
So all of a sudden, Mike DeCourcy, you mentioned it, 5 team fouls. I got used to not paying attention to those considering there was only one in the first half.
Right.
But Bloomfield with 5, Barry with 2. Feels like a frenetic third quarter here, doesn't it? Quite a pace.
Yeah, what a pace. So it'll be Barry basketball, the 5-point lead, minute 24.
16 points for Bloomfield in a quarter might be a season high.
Bryson. Isaac going to set for a three. Short, rebounded by Bloomfield.
Surprised to see that one.
Markovic. Royal. Birch has got it now. We're under a minute. Let's see if Bloomfield tries to get the last one right here, Johnny.
They have ball coming out to begin the fourth. It wouldn't be the worst thing for Bloomfield to try that.
We're at 45 seconds. Birch has got it. Shelton now with it. Markovic, we're at 30. He's going to back it out, hand it over to Shelton.
Pretty good-sized young man, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Now we're at 20. Royals guarded by Gladish. Bloomfield now with it. Coming up on 10, Shelton. Royal.
Royal wants the screen, yeah.
And Bloomfield, long two at the buzzer, got it. That's Luke Oliphant. Not a good close of the quarter. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-24. Vikings lead it by 3. Back for the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offers hometown medical care for the entire family. Dr. Holzapfel and his staff are ready to care for your medical needs. Montgomery Medical Associates office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hosoppel and the staff want the Barrie Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Bloomfield, 27-24, Vikings by three, but the offense has picked up, Johnny.
18 points there from the Cardinals in the last 8 minutes. 4 3 balls, and it is a new game as Bloomfield will enter the basketball from half court. Ainsco, Gladys, O'Neill, Graber, and Hagen Knepp. Luke Oliphant came onto the scene there late in the third, and he had that last bucket to cut it to three. He came in for Medina, so.
It's a Bloomfield basketball. Royals got it out to Shelton. Shelton hanging on to it. He's guarded by Keegan. Vikings man-to-man. Markovic, he's guarded by Hagen. Hagen just busy over there. Going to cut him off. But Royal going to set for three. No good. And Markovic going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two as Keegan had it ripped away from him.
Foul be called on Hagen Knepp. Markovic will have his first opportunity to score.
Foul, number 34, Hagen Knepp, shooting two for Bloomfield, number 24, Alex Markovic.
Royal had a good look to tie the game there from three and couldn't get it to go down.
Markovic's first free throw was long. He's been a great free throw shooter on the season. We'll have one more. And the second one is good. 27-25. Bloomfield to within two.
First Cardinal trip to the line results in one out of two. Vikes are six out of six.
Bryson. Gladys. Keegan. And Keegan going to be fouled. And that double and triple is coming. That's going to be team foul number six.
Give that one to Oliphant.
And Barrie going to get it on the baseline.
Bloomfield number 42, Luke Oliphant.
So Barrie. Gladish.
That's a foul.
Shot up, no good. He didn't get a foul call, but he laid it in. That's a tough layup, 29-25.
Really tough one. Bloomfield got under him, no call. So nice finish by Gladys there. He's in double figures with 11. The only guy on the floor to reach that point.
Markovic, he's guarded by Hagen. Hagen going to poke it off his leg and out of bounds.
There's, saw that Saturday night against Stephen Wilkerson, didn't we?
There's the freshman doing Hagen Knepp things as Isaac Wagler back on the bench.
Utilizing the go-go gadget arms.
Bryson out to Ainsco. Bryson going to get it back. 29-25, Vikings by four and with the ball. Bryson in the lane, little spinner, no good. Keegan going to grab the rebound, lay it up, no good. Rebounded by Bloomfield. And the Vikings want a foul right there and none going to be called. Shelton with it. He's going to set for another three. Short, rebounded by Hagen. Gets it off to Bryson. Bryson Graber, we're under 6 minutes. 29-25. Ainsco.
I like this little opportunity for Bryson to take Birch. Just flatten out and see if he can get in the lane.
Bryson, and he's going to be fouled. And I thought they may have been calling a jump ball, but that's going to put Bryson at the line to shoot the bonus.
Bonus. So Bryson's tendency, of course, as a point guard who averages 8 assists a game, is to kick it once he gets into the lane, but I think he can get in there all the way to the rim.
Bryson got it, 30-25, he'll have another. Isaac going to check back in. He's going to get Ainsco. Just a little offense-defense matchup here, I think.
Sure.
Bryson's next one, got it as well, 31-25.
Vikes 8 of 8 at the line.
Royals got it. Markovic now on the right side, guarded by Hagan. Shelton, good job by Keegan staying in a stance right there.
Did a real nice job.
Birch has got it again. Royal down on the baseline. And he's going to spin a layup in. And another quick timeout by Ron McBride. It's going to be a full. We'll take one, too. 5:05 left in the game. 31-27, Bloomfield. Back to Guy Glover Gymnasium after this one-minute timeout.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam is giving you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Build Ops and Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Build Ops and Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need: reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Build Ops and Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
31-27, Vikings by 4. We'll be Bar E basketball, Johnny. 5:05 left in the game.
Turner Royal slipped around the baseline there and around Bryson Graber for the reverse layup. And as we talked off the air, just slide over, cut the baseline off, as Coach Thompson demonstrably demonstrated. And worst case, you take a foul. But still up 4 points here. Looks like Bar E's going to get into a set. Try and get O'Neal the ball inside.
Keegan going to go to the baseline. His little shot from about 4 feet rolls out, but that's because he got fouled, and Keegan going to go to the line to shoot two. Keegan's first free throw, got it, 32-27. Keegan will have one more.
Fouls 8-3 right now in favor of Bar Eve. But Bloomfield's had to hack a shack here down low to stop O'Neal.
And Keegan got them both. 33-27, Vikes by 6. Bloomfield ball. Now Bar Eve's been man-to-man the whole second half, Johnny.
Now 10-10 here from the charity stripe.
Birch is 3, no good. Picked up by Shelton, and he lays it in, and that's just a...
That's Keegan O'Neal better block out.
Yeah, he missed it so bad it just kind of fell.
Landed in his lap, but Keegan didn't make any contact.
Isaac Wagler. Over to Keegan. Bryson's got it.
That's not going to make a sick young man feel any better.
And Bryson just created that.
That's what I'm talking about, Bryson.
Spread everybody out. Hit Isaac. Reverse layup. Got it. 35-29. Markovic with it again.
Oh, Hagan.
And the next three going to be short. Isaac going to grab the rebound. And I will say on the scouting report, that was where you do go under the ball screen, Johnny.
You want Markovic to take that three?
23% on the year from three.
Good with that.
92% from the free throw line.
He's made one free throw. That's all he has. And he has missed some shots. Gladish gets away with a bad pass.
Hagan Knapp with it. 35-29.
Hagan can take this guy. Are you kidding me?
Hagan going to lay it off the glass. No good, but Hagan going to go to the line.
Sure he can.
To shoot two.
Yeah, that's a mismatch there, Hagan Nip and Grayson Medina, especially with Hagan being left-handed. Just about finished that layup there.
Hagan will have a pair. And the first one going to bounce out, no good. He'll have one more.
10 of 11 now. That one was down a couple times and back out. Freshman getting extended minutes for a couple of reasons. Sickness and also the fact that he's excellent defensively.
Hagan misses them both, though, and here comes Bloomfield with the ball. 3:20 left. Royal. Birch. Royal. Shelton. Markovic. And his shot going to be blocked by guess who? Hagan Nep.
Mm-hmm.
Bryson Graber with it. We're at 3 minutes left. Hagan. Over to Gabe.
Four corners.
Little spread here. Gladish. Keegan back out to Bryson. Bryson out to Hagan. Bryson again. Keegan.
Pass ahead. Oh, boy.
Out to Bryson. Over to Gabe. We're 2.5 minutes left.
Layup.
And there's Keegan O'Neal. Gets behind everybody, lays it up and in. And that is how you put it in the book, Johnny.
9 points for O'Neal. That one coming from Isaac Wagler.
Royal with it.
Go ahead.
On the other end.
You have to dive to the block when they run a second guy out front.
And Gladish going to foul Royal, but that's team foul number four. Gabe didn't think he fouled, but, you know, that's not the worst thing. Make Bloomfield reset. You've got those fouls to give.
Ainsco for Isaac Wagler. Isaac, you know, doesn't want to come out of this game with 2:09 to play, but my goodness, the kid is valiant. He's like, I'm fine, man. Get me in there.
Shelton on the inbounds. Royals got it way out high. Medina now. Markovic guarded by the freshman. And Hagan just all up in his business. Royals got it now. Shelton long three. No good. Rebounded by Bryson. Bryson over to Hagan. Back to Bryson. Minute 45 left. And Bryson going to be fouled with a minute 43.
Coach Thompson down there telling Bryson not to get in a hurry. But you know what? He's talking to a point guard who already knows that.
It's nice when you get into situations like that, isn't it?
Bryson Graber knows what he's doing out there. It's why he's a point guard. And that's why he started basically from day one.
Bryson, free throw. No good. He'll have one more.
Three straight misses after 10 makes.
Minute 43 left, 37-29. Bryson's second one rolls off. So here comes Bloomfield with it. Markovic. And he's going to find Oliphant down in the lane. Medina in the corner. And Bryson almost picked it off. He taps it out of bounds. And with a minute 28, Bloomfield going to get it back.
8-point lead here. Could be as many as 12. Oh.
And they just missed. Isaac Wagler at the table. Right as Royal hits a three. And they're going to get a timeout. 37-32. Minute 23 left. It's going to be a full timeout. Back to Bloomfield after this one-minute timeout.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs.
Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Back at Bloomfield, 37-32, Johnny.
Still anybody's ball game. I feel like Barrie should have stretched it a bit there, but they are in the double bonus with the basketball. Isaac Wagler back in the game.
Now a little 1-2-2 pressure by Bloomfield right here.
Turner Royal there with a big three. He has 10 points to lead the Cardinals.
And here comes Bryson with it. Bloomfield's going to back up maybe into a 1-2-2 trap at half court. Hagen Nett back out to Bryson. Over to Isaac. Hagen back out to Gabe.
They're wanting to foul Hagen. Hello.
God bless it.
Where are you going, Gladys?
Gabe throws it out of bounds with a minute left.
You get 12 seconds with it. You can hold it for four, dribble it for four, and pick it back up and hold it for four, and they'll probably foul you.
So now Bloomfield trailing by five with the ball. Minute left exactly. Here comes Royal. Bloomfield, Medina's got it way out high.
12.
Royal.
Cameron Ross back into the game for Bloomfield.
Royal trying to get around Gabe Gladish. And Gabe going to bump him on the baseline, but that's going to be just team foul number five with 45 seconds left.
Good foul by Gabe. Don't let him get around you on the baseline. Vikes will stay man-to-man here, Coach.
Yep, talking about switching things right here. Here we go.
Royal's going to get an open one.
Three, no good, rebounded by Keegan. And Keegan going to be fouled. And Keegan going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yep.
With 38 seconds left.
Nice strong rebound by Keegan O'Neill. And he made sure nobody stripped it from him there. Royal had a decent look there, Coach.
Yeah, it was good. They pushed him out a little bit on the set, but it was pretty clean. So Kegel go to the line to shoot two.
Barrie still has one foul to give.
38 seconds left, 37-32. Keegan's first. Got it. 38-32. Vikes by six. Keegan will have one more. Bloomfield out of timeouts or one left?
No, they're not out of timeouts. O'Neill has 10 points. Make it 11.
Now the Bloomfield has two timeouts left. Never mind. Okay. Here comes Royal with it. Working on Gladish. Ball on the floor.
That's
they're
fine. That's fine. He reached first.
And with 32.3.
Just six. I think Gabe knew exactly what he was doing there. He reached, got away with it, and then officials kind of called it late.
On the inbounds, Medina. He's going to get it back. His three going to be well short. And ball on the floor. And Keegan and Bryson were both held on the rebound, but
no
it's going to go out of bounds, and Barrie going to get it back anyway.
Birch 25 literally had a hold of Bryson Graber there. How could there not be a call there?
That was a Macho Man Randy Savage wrist lock,
Let's
brother.
Let's go. Who we got coming in now? Oliphant for Medina, defense. Sipes also in.
On the inbounds, Bryson with it. Over to Gladish. Gabe going to be fouled with 19. 39-32. Vikings look like they're going to pick up win number 21 here tonight, Johnny.
21 regular season wins, Coach. Is that significant? That's a lot of regular season wins.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the record is, Johnny. I need to talk to the people that would know. Gabe, free throw, got it, 40-32. He'll have another one.
Gladys 6-6 at the line.
Gabe has found a way to score tonight, even when the three ball was not falling.
No threes for the senior, but he does have 12 points, looking for his 13th.
And he got it. 41-32, 19 seconds. Here comes Royal. He's going to hand it back. Birch. And layup is in and good by Sipes. And with 10 seconds left, Bloomfield going to take another timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 41-34, 10.7 left. Johnny, and if you've ever been at a game at Bloomfield, all I would have to tell you is, hey, this was a game at Bloomfield, and a lot of people would know exactly what we're talking about and what it looks like.
That's exactly right. Bloomfield known for their slow, deliberate style. They run a methodical offense. They don't make many mistakes. They did make five first-half turnovers and couldn't make very many shots, just three, falling behind 15-6 at half. And the Vikes have weathered the storm. I think Bloomfield cut the deficit to as few as two, but never any closer. The Vikings 41-34 with 10.7 showing. They're going to pick up their 21st win heading into next week's sectional. Isaac Wagler back on the floor. Gut it out. Oh, boy.
Are they going to get an intentional foul? What are they calling here?
An intentional foul on Bloomfield. On Birch for holding his jersey. Bryson Graber's going to go shoot two.
And there's no argument from the Bloomfield bench.
Coach McBride doesn't like it, but maybe the
most intentional fouls are of the hard variety. That was of the not so. I mean, by definition, it's an intentional foul, I suppose. So Bryson will shoot free throws. Barry will get the ball back. No time off the clock.
Dylan Richardson going to have an opportunity to check back in for Bloomfield, the senior, one of seven. He did get the start tonight. Coach, a 12-4 hole that Bloomfield fell into. Bryson Graber off on that free throw.
Yeah, he's missed three in a row. He'll have one more.
They've all been off to the left here, so something that
rolls that one in. 42-34, Barry will get it back again. And looks like Coach McBride getting his seniors out of the game.
50, Baylen Graff, the freshman, enters.
Number 10, Noah Cumming, in for senior. Number 24, Alex Markovich.
Yeah. Seniors coming out.
So, Bar-Eev will try to get it on the inbounds. Hagen, Isaac. He's going to dribble it back out, take it between his legs. He's going to dribble it out, and that is going to do it. The final on tonight's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Vikings had to battle. It was your typical game in Bloomfield, Indiana. And it wasn't pretty. It was a slowdown affair, but both teams found the offensive range in the second half, and the Vikings win it. 42-34, Bar-Eev closes the regular season 21-2. Bloomfield falls to 15-8 with the loss. Bloomfield will go in next week as the favorite, sectional 57 up at Clay City. Bar-Eev, of course, sectional 63. We got to wait a whole week to play the winner of Vincennes Reveille and Lagodi there at Jack Butcher Arena.
24 regular season wins, Coach, is a Bar-Eev record. Regular season.
Regular season wins.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So 42-34. Vikes win it tonight, 21-2. We're going to take the post-game timeout. When we come back, we'll have all of tonight's final statistics. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson, all that and more Vikes win it tonight, 42-34. Back to Bloomfield after this quick timeout.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam is giving you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Build Option Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any budget. Come to Build Option Ford and spend your tax dollars on something you really need, reliable transportation. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Build Option Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BuildOption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal. Build Option Ford.
All right, we got some fun facts here, Johnny. Here we go.
Go for it.
The Vikings, according to our friends Alex Knepp, who is the sponsor of tonight's post-game show, him and all the gang at German American in Washington, then our friend Matt Anderson, Barreve, 21-2, is a regular season record. For the Vikings as far as the amount of wins. The Vikings won 20 games in a regular season in 2013, 2014, and 2015. Matt Anderson also says in 2017, that may be right. I got to go back and look at that one. But congratulations to the Vikings. And with all the things that happened, this is just a group, Johnny, that we know is, it's not always going to be, and never has it been, coming up through the grades with these guys, maybe the most appealing brand of basketball. It's tough, it's gritty, it's all built with good defense, and the Vikings win it tonight, and that's a record.
Gritty is an accurate word, but let me ask you facetiously, do these Vikings know how to win basketball games? They do.
That's what it's all about, and people, you can't get lost, you know, on with things like that. It's ultimately about winning, and that's what the Vikes do here tonight, 42-34. Well, post-game statistics, Johnny Mullen.
Bloomfield Cardinals came out trailing 12-4, scored just once in the second quarter. It was 15-6. They cut the deficit to 27-24 after three as they hit four three balls. Got warmed up, but the Vikes make a bunch of free throws. Hold off the host Cardinals here, 42-34. Bloomfield got 10 points from their junior point guard, Turner Royal. Andrew Shelton had 7 points. Mitchell Birch, 5. A.J. Sipes, 4. Grayson Medina added 5. Luke Oliphant, 2. And Alex Markovich, Bloomfield's leading scorer, or second leading scorer at least, held to one free throw. 1 point for Markovich, the 6'5 combo guard forward. Add that up, you got 34 points. He also committed four straight turnovers between the first and second half. And folks, Hagen Knepp was responsible defensively for curtailing Markovich on the offensive end. For Barreve, Gabe Gladish is going to lead the way. Gladish is going to have no threes, but he will make three twos, and he will sink 7 of 7 at the line. Gabe Gladish, 13. I believe that's 9:30 career. Isaac Wagler, a Getty performance from the senior, with 6 on 3 field goals. Bryson Graber goes 3 of 6 at the line. Give Bryson 3 points. Ainsco had Austin 7 points all in the first half, a couple of twos and a three. Ainsco kept the offense alive when both teams were struggling shooting the basketball. Ainsco finishes with 7. Keegan O'Neill came alive, especially in the second half. He missed his first 5 shots before making 3 second-half field goals. He also was 6 of 6 at the line, a great free-throw shooting performance by Keegan O'Neill. Hagen Knepp, again, just 2 points on the offensive side, but a troublemaker defensively. Barreve ends up with 42. Quentin Yoder did not score. He played a little bit here and there, but basically, considering the amount of sickness going on at Barreve with this team, to gut out a 42-34 performance here at Guy Glover Gymnasium is impressive.
Yeah, so certainly it's as impressive as you are going to get, and Barreve 42-34 here tonight. Well, the coach, Josh Thompson, slowly but surely making his way up to level two of...
We're not quite in the rafters, but we are upstairs.
He may be getting mugged in the stairwell by some of his old townsfolk.
He is a Bloomfield grad.
So,
and he has a picture on the wall here.
Well, we'll go ahead and pass out a little hardware, Johnny, but while we're waiting. Who is your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game tonight?
Wow, you love to put me on the spot here. It's hard to argue with the fact that Gabe Gladish found a way to get 13 points without making any three-pointers. So he was able to get to the free throw line, made 7 of 7. Keegan stuck 6 of 6 from the line. Both those guys excellent tonight. I'm going with Hagen Knepp. I'm going with the freshman. And folks, I know you think I'm high on him, and I am. He held Markovich to 1 point. 1 point, his defense was incredible. His length. Gladish and O'Neal were very good offensively. I thought Hagen Knepp's defense on Markovich was the difference. He's the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right. Hagen Knepp and his defense, tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Joined now on the postgame show by the Vikings head coach, Josh Thompson. Vikings win it 42-34. Move to 21-2 on the regular season. Coach, congratulations.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We give the W out after every game, and walked in there, and I told the kids that this one was a team win, that we didn't have anybody particularly play unbelievably well. We had guys make plays when they needed to make plays. I thought we, except for one possession, really kind of spread the floor pretty well, got them on a backdoor cut a couple times. I felt like our guys hung tough, and we also had, and we weren't going to make excuses about this, but I'll say it now because – you know, we come up here and we get a win. But Quentin Yoder probably shouldn't have been here tonight because he's sick. And Isaac Weigler probably shouldn't have been at practice the last 2 days.
And he shouldn't have been here tonight.
And he shouldn't have been here tonight. But those guys have more guts than anybody could ever think of. And, you know, Quentin came in here tonight and spelled Keegan a little bit there in the first half, did a tremendous job. Isaac played more really tonight than what I wanted to play him. But he was doing a tremendous job. Defensively, he was doing a nice job for us, and on the offensive end, we were spreading the floor. So I'm proud of our guys. It was a good team win.
You know, anytime you come to Bloomfield, and especially you got that KG veteran on the other sidelines, I can't tell you how many games over the years at wherever where you see a game. And you know, the field goal percentage in the opening half was not good.
It's tax time. Uncle Sam has given you back your hard-earned money, and you want to get the most of every dollar. At Bill Dobson Ford, we have a large inventory of new and used vehicles, and we have payments to fit any...
That our guys did what we wanted to do, and we executed for the most part.
So, Vikings win it. Sectional next week. Tell us a little bit about your preparation and how it's going to work.
Well, tomorrow we're going to go watch the big movie, Kings of Indiana. We're going to go watch that as a team, do that as a little team activity in the morning. Then we're going to go over to JBA, and we're going to practice tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And we're going to get some shots up there. And really, I don't like, Mike, you know, you and I talked about this. I don't like not playing on Tuesday night of the sectional. But with our guys a little bit sick right now, it's probably a blessing that we can go over and get some shots. Guys can get well here over the weekend. And then play the winner of Reve and Lagodi.
All right. Well, Coach, I know you got some media duty, and especially you got – look at all those people down there in the corner. Look at that. Is that the Bloom? Is that the Greene County Josh Thompson fan section?
There's some awful special people down there, Mike, that have done a lot for me over the years and hauled me around to basketball games and come to watch me play. So this is one that – was kind of a tough one for me because not coaching against Ron or coming back to Bloomfield for the first time, but keeping the focus on the kids where it's got to be. And our guys did a nice job tonight.
All right, Coach, congratulations, and we'll catch you in the morning.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, Sabari basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings win it tonight 42-34. Well, that's going to do it here tonight. Join us again next week as IHSAA sectional action starts at Lagodi. And we'll have that game for you on Friday night, Bar Eve against the winner of Vincennes Reveille and Lagodi, the homestanding Lions. That'll be a 6 o'clock game on Friday. I'd like to thank Cannon Shake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. And for my partner, my friend John Mullen, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikes win it over Bloomfield tonight, 42-34. They close out the regular season with a 21-2 record. That's going to do it. God bless and go Vikings. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.